This important podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering a wide selection of prepping and survival products, including nutritional solutions and storable certified organic superfoods. Check out our full selection at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. Thank you for your support. I've got an extraordinary realization for you today. Anyone talking about the coronavirus pandemic, even just citing the actual numbers from the official Chinese government that says something like 28, 29,000 people are infected now and almost 600 have died, and the numbers are growing 20% per day nearly. If you cite those numbers, if you even talk about the coronavirus as anything that's a problem, you are now just viciously attacked by the media, by Wikipedia, of course. They just deleted Chris Martinson's page from Peak Prosperity because he's talking about this and trying to help people get prepared. You are classified as a fearmonger and a conspiracy theorist for talking about a pandemic that has exploded in China. But get this, the very same media outlets, the fake news journalists, the establishment voices, the tech giants, all these very same people, just a couple of years ago when they wanted to push SB 277 in California, the law that mandates vaccines for children in California and denies them the right to attend public school unless they're vaccinated, when they wanted that law passed, what did all these people push? A measles panic. That's right. They had a measles outbreak staged in Disneyland. Remember that? The big measles scare of Disneyland. I forgot what year that was. Was it 2016, 2017? I don't recall exactly what year. But they staged a measles outbreak. And then the media went nuts, of course, because they were ordered to, because the entire mainstream media is fake news. They're just controlled liars. They're actually handed a script every day and told exactly what to say. So they were told, whip up massive panic over measles because we need to push for nationwide vaccine mandates, you see. This was all being run by the pharmaceutical industry, working in conspiracy with the media and the vaccine deep state. And so they ran headlines like measles crisis in California. And of course, they started to blame the anti-vaxxers. It was the anti-vaxxers who were causing children to be infected and made sick everywhere. And if you were to look at the headlines of that day and the media reports, you would think that 100,000 children died. Guess how many children died during the big measles scare behind SB 277? Guess how many children died? Zero. That's right. Zero children died. And how many were infected with measles? I don't know, a few dozen, maybe a couple hundred. I forgot the exact number, but it wasn't very much. But let's just give the media the benefit of the doubt. Let's say that there were 500 children infected with the measles from Disneyland. None of them died, because virtually no one ever dies from the measles, because it's not a big deal. I mean, the measles typically is just an infection that comes and goes, and then after it goes, your immune system's actually stronger, and you survive the measles. Not a big deal. People get it all the time. Remember the old Brady Bunch episodes? They used to have fun with the measles. They got to stay home from school. They celebrated it. But you see, the media, when they want to push a vaccine, they will create massive panic. They will engage in massive fear-mongering, like they did over the measles. But let's say that there were 500 children infected and zero died. We know zero died. Almost nobody ever dies from the measles. But this coronavirus pandemic, even if you believe the very low numbers from official Chinese sources, 28,000, 29,000 people are already infected, which dwarfs the number of measles infections stemming from Disneyland and that whole California scare story that was pushed by the media. And of course, we now know that according to official Chinese sources and sources from other countries that have also dealt with infections and deaths, we know that something like close to 600 people have been killed by the coronavirus. Now, can you imagine the total panic of the media if 600 children in Disneyland had been killed by the measles? They'd be screaming bloody murder. They'd be calling for the criminalization of anti-vaxxers, everything. But in fact, zero children died. But now that 600 people confirmed have died from the coronavirus. These same journalists tell you, oh, it's nothing. It's nothing. It's just a common cold, they say. Nothing to see here. No big deal. So you might ask yourself, well, wait a minute. Surely there must be some kind of rule, some numerical rule, where if some kind of infectious disease goes above this number of infections or this number of deaths, then it's time to be alarmed or alerted, or the media would cover it and start to warn people. Like, surely there must be some threshold that they're using to make these decisions. But there isn't. Doesn't matter what the numbers are. The media is going to cause a panic over anything that can push vaccines, and they're going to downplay anything that can't push vaccines. And you see, that's the key element to understanding all this. When they wanted a pandemic freakout, when they wanted a giant panic and a scare, they pushed measles in California, and they tried to freak out parents all over the country because they could push vaccines. They needed a new law to push vaccines because it's all funded by the vaccine industry. That's who's behind all this nonsense, all this disinformation, propaganda, the censorship, the smears, everything. They fearmonger when they could profit from it. But when they can't profit from it, because there is no commercially available vaccine right now for coronavirus, then they say it doesn't exist. You see, the difference is they don't have a vaccine for the coronavirus commercially available yet. But have no illusions, on the day that it is ready, on the day they've got a vaccine rolling off the assembly lines, and they've got 100 million doses to start selling to the nations of the world, guess what? The media will be ordered to turn on the panic, start up the fear-mongering. They will, at that point, say, oh my God, it's so bad, everybody has to get vaccinated. Everybody must be vaccinated, and they will scare countries into purchasing vaccines that in many cases they will never use, just like the Ebola vaccines and the bird flu vaccines. Most of those, they were never used. In fact, many municipalities and nations that purchased those vaccines then later had to pay even more money to have them disposed of, because you can't just toss them in the trash, obviously, because, well, they're dangerous, contain dangerous ingredients. So you have to have them disposed of using a hazardous material disposal company. And that's what they had to do. They had to hire companies to get rid of the vaccines that they purchased because they were all in a panic. The city councils were in a panic. The governors were in a panic. Heads of state were in a panic because the media was pushing the panic. And you see, the media is nothing more than an extension of the corrupt pharma deep state. Their entire job is to push vaccines, manipulate public opinion, downplay anything that might threaten pharma profits, and push something if it's going to boost pharma profits. That's the entire purpose of the media, which is predominantly funded by big pharma. So the media has no relationship to reality in their reporting. They don't have a threshold, like I mentioned, where they say, okay, when disease X goes beyond 10,000 infections, then it's time to warn people. Or when disease X goes beyond 50 deaths, it's time to warn people. They don't have a rule like that. They just decide, well, what's going to help big pharma the most? And that's the news they run with. And how do we discredit anti-vaxxers? And how do we make people look bad? How do we discredit critics of the pharmaceutical industry? That's what they do. And they get their marching orders every day. They have no honesty, no integrity. They have no scientific literacy, no knowledge about how pandemics even work or how vaccines work for that matter. They're just told what to say and they say it. And that's what you're observing right now, is a massive lying campaign downplaying the coronavirus pandemic being run by the very exact people who once told you you should panic over measles, which kills no one. Imagine that. But that's how dishonest they are. And that's what we've been witnessing. So if you want the real truth on all this, of course, read my website, naturalnews.com, which has been banned everywhere and attacked everywhere by the establishment. And of course, listen to my podcast at brighteon.com. I'll give you the truth. I'll tell you what's really going down. I'll help you save your own life, even as the establishment wants you to die especially they want you to die from disinformation. They want to keep you unprepared for as long as possible so that the maximum body count is achieved, which is aligned with their depopulation goals. That's really what you're observing here. So stay informed. Share this podcast everywhere. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Read my website again, naturalnews.com. Thank you for listening. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products, and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support. Thank you for watching. If you want to support our mission, visit us at healthrangerstore.com for the world's largest selection of lab-verified superfood and nutritional products for healthy living. It's at healthrangerstore.com.